also want to say a special thanks to Elena, who has been watching out, helping Julia and Marika look out for my son today. He is mesmerized by you, and thank you so much. We passed two girls going through some very awkward 13-year-old kind of years the other day in my town who said, "Hi." You know, I was carrying Stephen, and I said, "Hi." And, you know, they had their awkwardness, their lovely awkwardness. And as we passed by, Stephen said, "Those are pretty girls." He's 3 years old. And so he saw it there. He's a great admirer of girls of all ages. But he saves his most embarrassing kisses for his mother in public. All right, well, this is to shift gears here a little bit. I'm so grateful to the people that I have met who, I remember Tennessee Williams said, "I came to a place where the way was no longer straight." And I, now that I know something about Tennessee Williams, I think that was code. But it was, but there's this moment when you feel like your life doesn't have sort of the moral to the story that makes a lot of sense. And that is very true of the world of music and rock and roll. I have friends who say, you know, this person did this, she did terrible things to this person, she had this terrible drug addiction, and then she did this, and then she was in rehab, and now she has a single out in Australia. And you think, this isn't the Bible anymore, is it? these are stories that have circuitous paths and bright spots of beauty and mystery along the way. So, and lo and behold, my life is not unlike that, except no drug addiction and no single in Australia, but I'm really hoping. So, these are for the folks who can catch us as we hit the by roads and the side roads called the mercy of the fallen. Yeah.